Following 9 years of research, the California State Water Resources Control Board is proposing to increase water flows in the San Francisco Bay Delta Estuary. The board says this will prevent an ecological crisis, including the total collapse of fisheries. Capital Public Radio's Nadine Sabai explains why this proposal has caused contention between fisheries and farmers.
More than 50 agricultural, water, and business organizations submitted a joint letter to the state's water board last week. They say the proposal to allocate more water to the San Joaquin Delta's tributaries is based on an expedition of scientific uncertainty. They say the move will benefit fish at the expense of farmers and ranchers.
My feeling about the farmers who are angry at us is that they're fighting with the wrong party.
Barbara Barragán-Paría is executive director at Restore the Delta, a nonprofit organization. She says powerful water boards throughout the Delta haven't been allocating their fair share of water to benefit fisheries and farmers.
They should have insisted that the water board brought everyone in to make a shared sacrifice. It's not a contention between farmers and fisheries. It is a contention between more powerful people and less powerful people.
Farmers say the water board hasn't exhausted all options and are looking to have them support more creative ways to protect the Delta. Nadine Sabai, Capital Public Radio News.
The board is scheduled to vote on the proposal in August. This is Capital Public Radio.